Hear further from the word of the Lord in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. And it was in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up against Jerusalem to besiege it, but they could not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria rests upon Ephraim. Then his heart was swayed, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the forest sway before the wind. And Yehovah said to Isaiah, Go out, I pray, to meet Ahaz, thou and Shear-Yashub, thy son, at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool, at the highway of the washer's field. And thou shalt say to him, Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither let thy heart be soft, because of the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin, and of the Syrian, and of the son of Remaliah. Therefore, because Syria has taken evil counsel against thee with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, saying, We will go up into Judah, and we will make her loathsome, and we'll split her open for ourselves, and we will make a king to reign in her midst, the son of Tabeel. Thus says the Lord Yehoweh, It shall not rise up, and it shall not be. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within sixty and 5 years, Ephraim shall be broken from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, it is because you are not truthful. And Yehovah spoke yet again to Ahaz, saying, Ask for thyself a sign from Yehovah thy God. Ask it in the deep or in the loftiness above. And Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt Yehovah. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a little thing for you to weary men, that you should weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to reject the evil and to choose the good. For before the child shall know to reject the evil and to choose the good, the ground which thou loathest shall be forsaken from before her two kings. We read further from Apocalypse Explained, number 706. In Isaiah, Yehovah said to Ahaz, Ask thee a sign of Yehovah, directed into the deep or lifted up on high. The Lord gives you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name God with us. This was said to Ahaz, king of Judah, because the king of Syria and the king of Israel made war against him, even to Jerusalem. And they also had on their side the tribe of Ephraim. And yet they did not prevail, for the reason that the king of Syria here represented the external or natural of the church, the king of Israel its internal or spiritual, and Ephraim its intellectual. But here these three, the natural, the spiritual, and the intellectual, perverted. And these wished to attack the doctrine of truth signified by the king of Judah and by Jerusalem. And for this reason, they did not succeed. Nevertheless, in order that Ahaz might be assured that their attempt would be frustrated, he was told to ask a sign, that is, an attestation or proof, so that he might be assured. And the choice was granted him whether it should be from heaven or from hell, This was signified by direct it into the deep or lift it up on high, for the king was evil. But because Jerusalem, which signifies the doctrine of truth from the word, was not to be destroyed by such people before the Lord's coming, there was given him, as an attestation of this, a miraculous sign, namely, that the virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, whose name shall be God with us. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.